Robin is a volunteer at the Chai FM helpline. And good afternoon to you, Robin, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Simon, for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to know how the helpline could be of assistance to you. Do you need Knedlach or do you need your house cleaned for Pesach? What do you need, Simon?
Do you know, I was thinking about it and I was thinking it's just not going to be the same because I do not remember a single Pesach in my life without Knedlach or Tegelach. And yeah, it's just not going to be the same. So I don't know if you've got drones that are going my way, I'd be very happy. But Robin, on a serious note, because I mean, there's a confluence of factors here. There's a lockdown. There's people on their own. There's Pesach, which is probably the most communal Jewish event that there is on the calendar. I mean, I think.
And the most stressful for ladies, Simon.
Well, that's arguing again. Maybe there are plenty of people who are quite relieved they don't need to make three courses and entertain families in the 20s. But I'm just thinking if people are somewhat prone to depression, this must be a really difficult time for them.
Yes, Simon. You know, we have been getting a lot of calls. The nature of calls coming in at the moment have been those who are mainly anxious. So the main feeling that's coming up on the helpline is that of anxiety more than depression at this stage. Depression, we have seen a few cases, but not a great many at this stage. What's happening is people are panicking and they move into a panic zone. I mean, on Sunday night I was on duty and doing a shift, and during the course of the night I took 7 calls, going on from night until early hours of the morning, people going through panic attacks, Simon, or anxiety. Some of the calls were, I've got COVID and what do I do now? So, I think I'm going to die from it. That was one of the calls.
We
need to be there to reassure them and do. But the great thing is that Hatzolah now, I don't know if you know, has established a line where they will monitor anybody who has been diagnosed, and they'll drop off equipment and keep a daily check on anyone who's been diagnosed. So I could reassure that person. I'm going to give you their number to phone if you have been diagnosed, because that will bring a huge amount of relief and allay your anxiety. It's 060-985-7030. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll repeat that throughout the remaining.
That's useful. And then in terms of grounding, for a person who's having a panic attack at the time. And Simon, I think you should do this now because you might be having a panic attack in that you're interviewing me.
Okay, what am I going to be doing? Teach me how to breathe.
Yes, breathe deeply in through your nose. This is serious.
Okay. No, I'm doing it.
And out through your mouth. Expel everything that you want to say about me that you're not allowed to say on air, right? Okay. Then I want you to, everybody else who's listening can do the same exercise now. Again, another deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. Right.
How many times do I need to do that in order for that to have an effect?
Okay. Yeah. So slowly look around and find 5 things that you can see and name them in your mind, okay? This is a very useful grounding exercise.
Okay.
Okay. Then think of 4 things that you can touch now in the studio, remaining appropriate, of course. Then 3 things that you can hear.
Yes.
And think of 2 of your favorite Pesach smells.
Oh, that's easy.
And then think of 1 emotion that you're feeling now.
And interesting, because calm comes to mind.
You see, so that is a change in mindset and space, and that will help people who are having racing thoughts. People sometimes wake up, they don't sleep, they're just insomniac, they're not taking proper care of themselves, not sleeping properly, not doing the normal proper nutrition, binging on TV, which is the yes. worst thing to do.
Yes.
Okay. So we recommend that people don't do that. And then the next thing, so I've spoken you through a panic attack, and then go to your favorite place. That's how it ended off. And within a short space of time, I can calm somebody from being virtually hysterical down to being in a calm state. And they can repeat the exercise themselves and do it so easily themselves. The next thing is...
Yeah, that's just remarkable, Robin. I mean, I'm cool. Being in studio, it's a buzz. You're alive. You're worrying what's coming next, where you going, what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. And I'm just walking along Roberg Beach in my head. It's just the weirdest thing. Happy and calm.
Correct. And that's exactly what you need to do. And you can be wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Okay, that's how it works. So if you are then the outcome you'll be in a positive state. So I'm going to quickly do for your mindset shift, which will help during this pandemic.
Yes.
Stuck at home. That's where you're talking about the depression. Okay,
yes.
The change in mindset here is I get to be safe in my home and spend time with my family if you're so lucky or you're not killing them. For those that are alone, there's a difference between being alone and feeling lonely.
Correct,
sometimes being alone is the most peaceful, tranquil, serene place you can ever really be, especially if you take yourself off to Roberg, you know, in the Cape. You'll feel fabulous, okay?
Sure,
so change your mindset from the thought is I'm stuck at home, I'm on my own at the Seder. I had an aunt in Israel who really made me laugh. She said Seders were two things she hated, the end of the year Xmas parties and then Seders where she had to schlep to her children for an hour in the traffic, then get home, and then they would Seder and they'd go on and they would bring down all these commentaries. She says, now I get to spend it. I can have my piece of matzah. I can have my cup of tea. And I can go to sleep, and her mindset is, this is just fabulous, you know? And she's focusing on what's positive on it. I don't have to schlep for an hour in the traffic to get there and get back, okay? The next thing that's making people anxious, where you change your mindset, is the thought that I'll get sick. So change that, shift that thought to, I will self-isolate. I'll wash my hands, okay, and this will significantly decrease my chance of getting sick. Thirdly, I'll run out of items, okay, at home during self-isolation. Change that to the mindset of, I have prepared for this, even including Pesach, okay, I've shopped 30 times. No, not quite. I've actually had to limit myself. It's been quite hard for me. I'm getting over it, and I'll see a good therapist. But really, I've prepared, and I'll use my items wisely. And the mindset here is I have everything I need now. I have everything I need now. Okay, the next one is everything is shutting down, and I'm panicking. The most important places to remember are medical centers, pharmacies, grocery stores are still open, much to my husband's dismay. He'd be much happier if I could stop using my card. The next thing, there's too much.
Yes.
There's too much uncertainty right now, okay? And the mindset shift here is, while I can't control the situation around me, and this is so, so important, I can control my actions. Doing breath work, calling loved ones, journaling, getting enough sleep, eating properly, praying or meditating, and doing other activities I love to do at home, okay? And I have the time, which is normally a luxury for most of us, in which to do it. So we can control, even though we can't control the big world, we can control our...
I'm losing you a bit there, but I want to tell you something, Robin. I found, Yeah, I just want to tell you though, I found this conversation absolutely remarkable. I had no idea when they told me we'd be speaking today that you were actually going to give concrete, real, practical examples as to how to change a situation. And just that 1 minute chat with me, it wasn't that I was overly stressed anyway, but there is a certain amount of basic tension just being on air. It just dissipated. So I'm really amazed. Absolutely amazed at what you've managed to accomplish. And I think if somebody's in that predicament where they really need the help, they shouldn't think twice. I want you in the little time that's remaining to just address, you know, the helpline, the numbers, your opening times. Sure. Are you available over the chag?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. We are open and we are remaining open throughout the duration of Pesach. We're going to be manned 24/7. Our helpline number is 0800-242436. Sometimes it's just the reassuring and calm voice on the other side that can help you move into a changed, calmer state. And we're here for you guys, and please use us, because it's our privilege to serve the community.
Robin, you have put the largest smile on my face. You are doing, what would they say, Avodat Kodesh, really, really holy work. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm so proud it's under the banner and the name of Chai FM. It makes me really proud to be associated with this station.